want
to greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Malusi Pungula from Pietermaritzburg. I want to thank for this opportunity that I've been given, even though I am trembling, but I want to use this opportunity.
I am
one of those that used to be a drug addict, and I used to drink alcohol. The drug that I used was hunger.
Uqala kwamubhema kushuthi kwaqala ngisese esikoleni samazinga phansi la ngangathi ngibhema khona ugwayi kwazi kwahamba ngagcina sengibhema nentsangu kwahamba ngagcina sengiqala imendrex.
When I started smoking, that was cigarettes, that was in the primary school, and then it moved on to dacha, marijuana, and then it was mandrax.
Utshwala ke bona vele into engangiyiphuza vele ngoba ngicinga ukuthi nganginemyaka emhlanu njalo uma iphuza utshwala besizulu athi mfana uthanda ukuphuza angiphuzise mhlawumbe inkomishi eyodwa nje yotshwala besizulu.
Alcohol was part of my life from young. Even at the age of 5, when the men were drinking the Zulu beer, then they would offer me and I would drink a cup of it.
Ngicina ngithethe ngisesikoleni samabanga ngaphezulu. Ngaqala nga umuntu ongasakwazi ukulalela ongahloniphi ekhaya ongahloniphi nothisha ngaqala ke manje ngabonze angihambe ngojombo ofenisi ngiyaqemzini abantu emzini abelungu kunendawo engasekhaya kuthiwa ise Orib la sasikade sigqekeza khona.
And in high school it got worse. I was one who couldn't listen, and it eventually led to me starting with housebreaking in the area of Oribe and Pietermaritzburg.
Ngihluphileke nje kaningi ukugqekeza naselukshini ngagcina sengigqekeza khona seba neimoto ngaboshwa ngaphuma ngagcina sengijoiniswa ejele nenhlangano yama eqembu lama 26.
So I was housebreaking in that area, but even in the locations, and then also with cars, breaking into cars, I was in and out of jail. And in jail, I also joined the 26 gang.
Nganginamandla ngithanda ukulwa, kodwa ngathi mangifika ejele, base bangiphuca amandla, bangishintsha negama, bathi igama lami sengizobungela kejanga.
And I loved to fight, but then when I got into jail, they actually stripped me of that and they gave me a new name.
Banginikeza nomqulu esikhundleni samandla onama page of 226 la kuzothi mangine inkinga khona ngiphenye khona ngibone ukuthi inkinga engisuke ngibhekene nayo ngizolwa kanjani nayo.
And then they gave me a manual of 226 pages. If I meet up with anything, then I needed to go through there and find what solution I could find.
Ngihambile ukwazi kwaba ekhaya siphinde sibuye siyabuyisana nabo bezama ukuthi ngibe ingane efanelekile benza ngakho konke okusemandleni ukuthi ngithole zonke imvuno neidingo zami.
And at home they tried to reconcile, they tried to make things that it would go right with me. Often they tried that.
Ngafunda ngaze ngasiqeda isikole noma kube nzima ukuthini ngisiqede ngoba bekade ngisawasebenzisa ama drugs futhi ngisaphuza notshwala.
Then I even managed to finish my schooling, even though it was difficult because I was still on drugs and drinking alcohol.
Ekhaya bangisathelela since code 14 ngo 2003 ngaqala ngasebenza.
And they managed to get that I was able to get my code 14 in 2001, and 2003 I started working.
Nakhona angizange iphele iminyaka yofu kwaba nenkinga emsebenzini ngenxa yokuthi ngisebenzisa ama drugs.
And there it wasn't even 4 years, and I got into trouble because of my drug use and my alcohol.
Ekuphelanga futhi inyanga ngathola umunye futhi nakhona futhi ngasebenza futhi.
Unyanga. Yeah. And then it wasn't even a month later I could get another job and started working.
Nakhona futhi akuphelanga iminyaka emithathu nakhona futhi waphela umsebenzi.
And there 3 years didn't end and I'd lost my job again.
Waphinde futhi ngathola umunye njalo nje ukuhlala njalo ngiphelele umsebenzi ngithola umsebenzi kodwa ngenxa yama drugs notshwala.
And I was able to always get work again, but it didn't last long because of my drugs.
And
at home, we used to worship the ancestors, and then every time when I would buy an animal to go and slaughter, then it would go bad with me, with my job. And that's what I noticed then, that every time when I got an animal to slaughter, that's when my job would end.
And
then I agreed with my father that if I would get a job again, then I would not slaughter an animal. But then it happened that I didn't get a job again.
And when I
noticed that I'm not getting a job, that's when I said, well, then I'll just carry on even deeper in my life of drugs. And the drug hunger is the drug that I used from
2009.
And then many things happened, bad things I brought in. I wouldn't sleep if I hadn't smoked it.
And then
one night I didn't smoke it, and then I said, well, I'd rather go and work for the merchant so that I can get my drug.
And when
I was there, I met up with some other young men that I heard them speaking about this place, Kwasizabantu, how they had come here and how they were just relating about it.
And
I thought, how am I ever going to get to Kranskop? Because I'm somebody who doesn't work, and I'm one also who uses drugs.
And then I
heard that there was a bus that comes to Pietermaritzburg and takes people to come here. And I had this desire that I would be able to come to this place. And then the June Youth Conference, I came here and I was part of the services.
Kuthe inkonzo zabasha seziyophela ngenxa yokuthi enhlizweni yami bekade kusekhona leso silonda sokuthi iwunga bengayivalelisanga kahle. Ngisafuna ukuphinde ngiphindele ekhaya futhi ke ngothi ngithi ukuvalelisa futhi kule wunga le ngoba shothi bekusekhona uthando lawo bengisayithanda.
And when I left here at the end of the youth conference, I had in my heart that, you know, I haven't said goodbye to this drug. I had the desire for it still. And I felt that I needed to say farewell, and I desired to still have it.
engikhandile kade ngihambile ngokudayisa nje izinye izinto zami nokweba yonke le nto mhlawumbe yayi close to 1,000.
And then I, through things that I stole and things that I sold off of my own, I had about 1,000 rand.
Ngangimisele ngokuthi ngibheme ngibuye ngishiye enye futhi ukuthi ngibuye futhi ngizobhalisa ngibe umphakathi okhathazekile.
And I thought, you know, I'll take some of this money and I'll buy the drug and then I'll leave some of it so that I could come and be part of the SIPSA group.
Ngibekese ngibhema yonke yaphela ngase ngadecide ukuthi ngivakashele ubhuti wakhe ukuze ngomnxusa ngimncenge ukuthi angiphe imali ukuthi ngikwazi ukugibela ngize la kwasizabana.
But as it is, I smoked the drugs and I finished off all the money. Then I went to a brother and I pleaded if he would be able to help me with money.
Intsebe ngifika khona kubhuti omunye wabantu naye ohlukumeza utshwala nentsango.
And one of these is somebody who really uses drugs and alcohol.
Ngitsebe ngifika khona indaba kaNkuluNkulu yona into engayizwayo kwangempela.
And he didn't want to hear anything about God.
Kukhona omunye ubhuti azwana naye oyiphoyisa ohlala ngakwakhe owasasinaye la ngenkonzo zabasha engangicelene ukuthi ayongichazela kuyena ayongichazisela yena ngaye kodwa ngenxa yokuthi kwangena negama laNkuluNkulu phakathi iyona into eyenza ukuthi angavumi ukuthi anginikeze imali ukuthi ngibuye ngizile.
And there's another brother who is a policeman who is also here at the conference, and I asked him that he would go and speak for me, but when the matter, anything, any mention of God was mentioned, then he just said, no, I'm not going to help you.
Kodwa beqinisekisa ukuthi utshwala uyabuthenga bube buningi ngendlela esimangaliso siphuze kuze kuse kwesinye isikhathi.
But he made sure that he bought a lot of alcohol so that we could drink together.
Ukuthenga obunye ubusuku angazange ukuthi sibangeni kodwa ngimlimaze ngendlela ukuthi cishe ngambulala ngabulala igazi lami.
And then one evening, one night, I don't know what happened, but I hurt him in a way that I almost killed him, my own flesh and blood.
Kuba fethu ubengithanda kakhulu ukuphakamisa ukubonga ngoba emva kwalokho ngihambile ngitholile ukuthi iyiphi enye indlela futhi engakwazi ukuthi ngifinyelele ngayo la kasiza abantu.
And I just want to thank because I tried and I got another way that I could reach this place.
Ngoba ungenzeki kuthina kodwa kuyenzeka kuThixo. UThixo uma ngabe neqhinga ngawe noma ungabaleka ucashe kuphi kodwa uzokulanda khona akulethela ithanda khona yena.
And what is for man impossible for God is not impossible, because if he wants to do something with you, he will make sure that it will happen.
Kunencwadi njalo ehlala iphile engqondweni yami nehlale iphi inkenkeze eindlebeni zami ehleli ekujuleni kwenhliziyo yami ethi etholakala kwabaseKorinte bokuqala ingxenye ye-15 isahluko se-15.
There's a verse that is in my heart all the time in 1 Corinthians 15.
Chapter 15, verse 26.
Verse 26.
La ethi khona uThixo isisa sokugcina esiyachithwa singukufa.
Where God says that the last enemy, which is death, will be destroyed. Because I was dead, but now I am alive. And death has no sting because that death has been turned to life. And God, through His mercies and His ways, He made it possible for me to come here again.
There's a branch that's there in
Pietermaritzburg, I was able to go to them, and that's how I was able to come here again.
Ngiyathanda kakhulu ukuphakamisa ukubonga ikakhulukazi kuThixo nokubonga uBaba Stekeni othe walalela uma ngabe ufika umlayezo ngo-anti omkhulu naye futhi ngiyathanda ukuphakamisa kakhulu ukubonga kuyena nawo bonke abanye abayingxenye zobambisana kutheni intsha iwazi ukuthi ibumbane ihlangane ngale ndlela ithole lolu sizo lana nami esengithe ngalisiza ekutheni ukufa kuphenduke ukunqoba.
And I want to thank God. I want to thank Reverend Stegan and Anthem Kulu for their obedience, and that through this work and through their obedience, that this death that we were in could be changed to life.
Ngizamile kakhulu ukuyibulala ngoba impilo bese ngiyidelile bengasaboni vele into engiyiphilela emhlabeni nesidingo sokuphila bengasiboni.
I often try to commit suicide because I saw there's no need, there's no purpose for my life.
Ngakuba ngiye ngaya manje ngiyolungisa ngoba uanti ngilungisa kuyena wathi ngihambe ngibuyele ekhaya ngolungisa inkinga zami. Ngangisaba ukuthi ngizoboshwa kodwa ngagcina isibindi anginikeze sona senza ukuthi ngihambe noma yini engangivelela.
And then I was advised that I should go and reconcile, go and make right things that I did wrong. And they just gave me courage and said, even though it might be that you are imprisoned because of it or killed, but that is important for you to do it.
Ilapho la ngithole khona nethuba lokuthi inqwaba yamaphilisi mhlawumbe angagcwala uplastiki lo wase-Severite oneyibambo ngikwazi ukuthi ngiwachithe engangiwalungiselela ukuthi uma ngabe sengibuya la ukulungisa impilo yami ngoba ngangitshela mhlawumbe uma sengilungisile noNkulunkulu ngizokwazi ukuthi ngiphinde futhi ngiqhubeke ngiyithathe impilo yami ngidlule emhlabeni.
And I was also able to destroy a packet of pills that I had. It was a packet as full as a shopping grocery bag. And I thought, you know, I would maybe be able to come and make my life right, and then maybe I would afterwards just kill myself.
From para to pastor.
And then I want to just encourage the young men, if you are not serious about it, God, through His power, works. Because when I went to go and reconcile, they made me as one of them. All of a sudden, they changed my name to be a pastor. And then also there was something which was mentioned here at home, but out there, they don't know much about it, about the comprehensive sex education in the schools.
Lento le engithemba ngabe ngibona, uma ngabe ingane seyifundisiwe ngalento, lento izokwenza ukuthi kube khona ukukhulela kwezingane ezincane, iyandise nokuthukuthela futhi kwabanye, ngoba uma ngabe sekhulelo akazi ukuthanda, isho ukuthi izono zizoqhubeka ziye phambili.
And I mentioned this because if that is how it's going to be, then there will be many unwanted pregnancies, and there will be much anger because of the situation of what it's like.
Umthetho South Africa ke uyagunyaza ukhushula kweziso.
Now our law here in South Africa encourages abortion.
Kunini abafowethu nani bodadewethu enisenikwenzile nenisacabanga ukwenza iy'ngane zenu eningcwabe emlomeni ezinja amathunazo asemathunjini ezinja noma mhlawumbe akuma drain nakuma toilets.
And if I want to just encourage and say to those who have done that, you know, the tombs of these children are maybe in the drains or in the mouth of the dogs, but that needs to stop.
And
you might just see it as a fetus, but that is a soul that is created by God.
And
if it was according to me, I would go to every province. I would make pamphlets. I would go and just educate people about the ways and means that the teachers have been equipped already to teach this subject. Thank you very much.